Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Walk away from your mortgage? Think about what's in your best interest as you make that decision. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. A University of Arizona law professor, Professor Brent White, says overextended homeowners, estimated to be about 15 million Americans, would be better off financially if they just walked away from their upside-down mortgages. Now, he is not advocating anyone walk away from their mortgage unless they feel it's the right decision for them. White is saying American homeowners must act on economic self-interest and determine what financial decision, given their circumstances, is right for them. And he concludes, since shame doesn't work for banks, it shouldn't work for homeowners who are considering walking away from their homes. This is a mind over money matters decision. This is one of those situations where your mind is actually choosing whether or not you do this. Know that there will be consequences. Mortgage lenders are outraged. They say it's unethical. They remind you correctly that this decision to walk away from your mortgage will stay on your credit report for 5 to 7 years. But advocates of this option say your credit is already battered. You'll have to take the steps to rebuild it anyway. What you pay, the bank will solely benefit because you can't keep up with the growing debt. And to get in front of it now is impossible. So why throw money at a market mentality that is morally irreverent? It's your money. Take it personally. Everyone's situation is different. There are 15 million Americans facing this right now. It just might be okay for you or any one of them to walk away from an upside-down mortgage if it is in your, their best interest. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.